Yo, what's good? It's your boy Jigsaw Blue back with another episode of Jigsaw & Company. Back at the studio right on point on Pamela Lee with another showcase they had out here. Whole bunch of artists, 2-6 artists ripping it down. Right now I'm sitting here with the homie, mutual homie from Clark. Shout out to Clark. But
son.
Yeah, man. So you just ripped down the stage, man. How you feel about that?
It was straight, bro. This is my first real performance, bro, by myself and all this shit, bro. So it was straight.
So how did you get, since this is your first performance, how did you get into rapping?
Well, I don't know. It's something to do with, like, the lifestyle, basically. I always used to write raps and shit all the time when we was young, like Thanksgiving and shit like that. Uh-huh. Performances, little shit like that, bro. Just making little songs for the cousins and shit. And then that shit, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, all these niggas rapping, bro. I'm gonna rap too, shit. Fuck it. So hell yeah.
So who inspired you, like, to get stuff?
Gucci.
Okay, I can respect that. What's your favorite Gucci project?
Shit, I said Burp Print 3D.
Okay.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Yo, follow your boy on Instagram at JigsawBlue26. That's JigsaW, blue as in the color blue, 26 on Instagram. And also, check out the podcast, Jigsaw & Company, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on that Anchor app. Eh?
Hey, you was out here doing it last week.
Hell yeah.
I think I got, you was all okay.
Bro, what school you went to, bro?
Bird.
Man, I'm late for sure.
You know the owner?
Who?
The DC?
Nah.
Man, before you leave, get up with me, man. We looking for somebody to do a podcast. We trying to run a podcast here. We don't have nobody hosting.
Let me know, man.
So get up before you leave, man.
All right,
my G.
All right, bro.
Man, so Gucci inspired you. So, where you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah, Riverdale.
Riverdale?
Yeah.
So, besides Gucci, ain't nobody else inspired you, man?
Gucci, let's see. Gucci. Damn. That's really the only niggas I be listening to. Gucci and, that's all I grew up on, really, bro.
Shit,
I listen to goddamn Andre 2000, all that type of shit, too, and all that extra shit.
Fuck some 3 steps.
But besides, like, as far as my rap style, like, Gucci, it flies like a whole trap influence. Like, that nigga really had all the young niggas on the bullshit back then, if you don't know. Like, that whole little era of Gucci got them dropping mixtapes and shit. So that shit just played into my life. Like, damn. Shit, I'm either goddamn going to kick the dough or goddamn sell drugs. Like, damn, which one is it? Right. That shit was what was going on at the time, bro, you know? So shit, that's why my music, I feel like, is inspired by, bro. That's the only person I can think of that inspired this shit. You feel me? Like, damn. I do listen to other artists, don't get me wrong, but shit, Gucci's the only nigga that inspired this shit.
So how you get from Atlanta? Because Atlanta is fast-paced.
So cool. Atlanta, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Boom, bro. Pops had got the fuck on. He was working at little clubs and little bullshit like that. He was like, fuck it, at 31 or some shit, that nigga joined the army, bro. And we came up here, like, I was like 13. And yeah, so shit. Got to Fort Bragg area. I'm thinking North Carolina, never heard of it in North Carolina, bro, to be honest with you. Like, my whole life, I'm thinking North Carolina is like a white town type shit, like, ain't shit going on out here. They moved us to Fayetteville, bro. And I see, like, this is a small little Atlanta, bro. Like, this shit, the slums got all the little different parts, the good side, the bad side. I've been in the view. I stayed in Charlotte and shit like that, Durham, all types of places. But shit, Fayetteville, this is like home, really, bro. Like,
that's what a lot of people say, especially like
Fayetteville's home. And then North Carolina, I mean, Atlanta's so crowded now, bro. Like, a whole bunch of people moving up. All my family's still down there. But they're trying to move to Charlotte, places like that. So, yeah, bro.
So, it's fast paced out there, right?
Fast paced, yeah. Basically, bro, now. Back in the day, that shit was slow, bro. Like, before everybody moved and all this shit, shit was slow paced. You know, we had a little night scene and all this shit. But it was fun. Like, it wasn't too congested. Now, it is fast paced. It's a high paced city. Speed and all this shit. You know, if you've been on Spaghetti Junction,
yeah.
It's just like traffic everywhere you go, bro. So, it is high paced. It's fast lifestyle. You know, niggas drop out of school early as hell.
Yeah.
Type shit, like fast money, all that type of shit.
You have to grow up fast.
You know, people ain't got mamas and daddies a lot of times. That shit got them be playing a role in their lives. But yeah, bro, that's all it is. It's fast paced, but you know, it's just like every city, bro. You know, Charlotte fast paced. Shit like that. I feel like it's no different. I've been in a lot of places, though.
So, what's your motto that you live by, or some type of advice that OG gave you? And
family first.
Family first, God, respect.
You know, put God first as well. And just mind your business. That's all, bro.
Man, I can't stress that enough. Man, I've been telling people.
If you just mind your business, bro, you good. You ain't got to worry about shit else.
You can't.
Just mind your damn business.
Man, say that again, man, because a lot of people don't understand that shit.
Mind your business, bro. You think you know that.
So how did you link up with Clark? Because
I met Clark through my nigga Worm, a.k.a. Alive for Flash. But I linked up with that nigga through that nigga, bro. I said shit. Yeah, I seen him at the studio. You know, Warren got a studio and shit.
Yeah.
We seen that nigga over there.
Yeah, you know, I got my
So, how long y'all been working together?
See, we've been working for like a couple months. Yeah, we did a couple songs.
Man, this is my bike, man.
We did a couple songs and shit before we did this Flix Records. So, yeah, I've been rapping with it for a little bit. Might as well did like 2 songs and shit, you know, a couple verses. Warren put me on the Flix shit, so I was like, yo, put it together like that.
If right now you can think about it, what's your strengths or your weakness when it comes to your rapping?
Rapping, I feel like pronunciation, maybe. I don't know. That shit. As far as that, I got a lot of different styles though. It's not like I just rap this way. I got a whole bunch of different shit. Like I can switch it up every time, bro. It sound like a new nigga every time. So as far as weaknesses, I feel like, damn, writing new material, you know, like going the other way besides speaking about shit that's, I don't know how to say this shit. I don't know, really. Because I be speaking about what's going on at the time. I feel like I don't really got the...
You speak your truth.
I speak my truth. I speak what's going on around me and shit. So I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what to say.
I feel
like other people don't cater to, you know, trap music or whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Or drip music, whatever the fuck. You know, some mumble rap or whatever. I can be lyrical too, though. You know what I'm saying? I can get on J. Cole and eat some shit. So I feel like, I don't know. My weakness is just finding my own style, bro. Just
trying to find your own lane.
Lane, yeah.
I feel
yeah, yeah.
Because when you in your own lane, like it makes a big difference because they can't box you in.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't box you in. So where you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Shit, probably with business or two. I wanna, if I get some bread, boy, I'm gonna invest all this shit in stocks for the one.
Smart.
Two, I'm about to get like a shopping center, bro. And, you know, just recycle the money.
On some Nipsey shit.
R.I.P. I didn't even know he was doing that till he died. That's the crazy part. Yeah. But that was always my like plan. His own, you know, shopping center or a store too, you know. Just get residual income while you sleep. That's all I'm trying to do. Like for the rap shit. The rap shit cool and all, bro. It's a basis to get some more bread. So I can start doing other shit.
Like, basically like a stepping stone.
Yeah, stepping stone, bro. That's all it is. Yeah. If I can get some bread off of YouTube, all this shit, I be starting. Niggas not trying to go to the Grammys and none of that extra shit, bro. No, hell nah, that is not my lane, bro. I'm just trying to goddamn get some paper real quick. Get the videos out there.
Feel you.
Get like 2 million views on it. Nigga want show. Small fee, not too much, bro. You know, I'm not even attaching like that, bro. So shit, I don't think I ever would tax, but shit, I ain't gonna sell my shit short. But at the same time, damn. I feel like, bro, this shit a hobby, bro, for me.
I feel it.
5 years, I'm trying to do some business-wise shit.
And that's smart that you got something already playing outside of rap, because a lot of niggas is just, okay, I'm a rap, and I'm going to be the best rapper,
yeah.
I'm
going
to have this.
You know how many rappers come out every day, bro? That shit. It's another rapper every time you turn around, bro. That shit. That shit got a stick. It's like, you hot woman, you not, so what you going to do after that, bro? Shit. you have a hit single on the song, on the radio, niggas don't got nothing to forget about that shit in the next couple months. Like, damn, that shit, man. The whole shit. Life too fast now, bro.
Yeah, microwave, man. That's the only way I see it. Everything is microwavable, man.
Yep. Everything, bro.
So, what's your plans? What do you got coming?
What I got coming up? I got hella songs on my phone, bro. That, you know, niggas just heard my homeboys and shit. But I'm about to put a mixtape. I've been saying this shit for a minute, bro. Drop a mixtape and shit, where I'm about to drop one. I got like 15 songs I think I should put out. Now everybody be fucking with. I only put snippets out on Instagram, mind you. So the little feedback I do get. And then my SoundCloud was doing numbers, bro, but I ain't posted shit on there for a couple of years. Just had like 5,000 views, shit like that. But I'm trying to get, you know what I'm saying, niggas to realize that this nigga is actually rapping. Like, he not playing. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that's playing, rapping. Everybody rap now, right?
Right.
So every time you get on Instagram, somebody got a video, somebody got a song. I'm trying to be like, damn, bro, my shit go harder than y'all shit. So basically, I just want niggas to realize, you feel me, this is what's going on. That's what I'm about to do. So yeah, I'm about to drop the mixtape, let these niggas know what's going on with that shit. Should drop it June 3rd, cause that song I just performed was Friday 3rd. That's like my birthday and shit.
Okay.
So yeah, it's like Friday the 13th, Friday the 3rd. And hell yeah, that's what I'm about to do, bro.
But shit, let the tell the people how they can get at you, man.
Shit, _only1sonny. That's _onlysani.
Hey, man, y'all heard him here, man. Like I said, I just witnessed this man. He did his thing on the stage. Much, much respect. Much respect. I'm looking forward to see what he's going to do. You know, this your boy Jig. You know, you can get at me on IG at JigsawBlue26. That's Jigsaw with two G's. And you know, you can catch this on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts now, and on the Anchor app. Download the Anchor app and run them numbers up, man. Run them numbers up. It's your boy Jig, and I'm out. Yo, this your boy Jigsaw Blue, and y'all just listened to the episode of the Jigsaw Company podcast featuring the boy Sonny. Get at him on his IG at _onlysani. I'm about to play his track. Y'all get at him, tell him what y'all think. If y'all want a feature, hit him up. Make sure y'all subscribe to the podcast, Jigsaw Company, on all streaming platforms. Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you ain't listening to it on there, download the Anchor app and subscribe to the podcast so y'all can get this work every Wednesday. Follow me on IG at JigsawBlue26, and let's get it.
Then what these niggas ain't really finna like me now. Nope. Shawty suck dick so good till the beat get tired, yeah, wipe me down. Baby girl, I ain't home, but I hit you up when I get back in town. Shawty ride a dick too fast, tell the beat go ahead and slow that down. Shawty hit the blood, but she didn't help. Baby girl, don't waste my weed. I can't kick shit with you in public, baby girl, cause you ain't my speed. I just made a plug out of Cali, I'm shopping here, throw a nigga 15p. I'ma pull up on a black ski, man, but a young nigga do not ski. Nigga be careful, why you got a trap phone if that shit don't ring? I'm in the trap, done all the rounds, 7-2 for the 3. A young nigga hustle, these niggas scam, we are not in the same lane. I want a new thing, bitch, I'm the same. I drop the top, now it's no brain. I don't care who fucking with it, I'm finna run up a ticket. Told her, boy, I'm on a mission, I don't have no time to kick it. The messy bitch get on my nerve. You might need to go find some business. Ain't nothing this shit but her mouth. Ain't tryna be having no children. The life that we live is expensive. Used to be late for the rent, now having all kind of shit. Double cup for a fork, cause I came in that money shit. Coulda been a doctor, coulda been a lawyer. Grab a pad and said fuck it. Gas in the mail, I'm finna bust it. Niggas ain't like me back then, well these niggas ain't really finna like me now. Shots to a dick so good till the beat gets tired, yeah, wipe me down. Baby girl, I ain't home, but I hit you up when I get back in town. Shawty ride a dick too fast, tell the bitch go ahead and slow that down. Shawty hit the blunt, but she didn't inhale, baby girl, don't waste my weed. I can't kick shit with you in public, baby girl, cause you ain't my speed. I just made a plug out of Cali, on shopping here, throw a nigga 15 P. I'ma pull up on the black ski, man, but the young nigga do not ski.